Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Guy on a unicycle with dreadlocks under a bus. What do you do, Mickey? Do you help?
What do you do when you're on a guy with dreadlocks on a unicycle under a bus?
I'm just saying if it's a white guy, because...
You wait.
White guy with dreadlocks. White guy with dreadlocks on God's embrace. White guy with dreadlocks on a unicycle is funny. Inherently.
He was a white guy with dreadlocks.
I don't know. The Daily Mail have just said that he's got dreadlocks, and I think they're saying that because...
They're racist.
Their readers might go, well, it's not as, you know, I don't know why they'd mention that in the headline.
Yeah, that's mad.
Man with dreadlock. Oh, just found the name. Ramo Ahmed. Don't think. No, wait, that's not the guy. That's a woman who had a loud bang. This is a good quote from a victim.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
What is
Never
going on?
Never done a podcast before.
The worst.
This is the man who says, this is a witness says,
you're like a little boy.
You know that you're doing exactly what Sarah did.
Who's and not done his homework. I have to do a presentation in front of the class. And just goes, yeah, so it was this guy. Wait, that wasn't him.
The Year Is with Red and Bobby.
Welcome to The Year Is podcast. The podcast where every episode we go back in time and look at a year in history and try and work out what the bloody hell was going on in that year.
Nice.
Mickey's already laughing. Not good. We had your co-host and friend, Sarah Keyworth, on this podcast.
Yeah?
Yes, she laughed at us a lot.
Okay.
Didn't respect our intelligence or the format.
Oh,
she said
shit.
It was to quote two idiots reading off Wikipedia.
Okay, well I'm gonna do the opposite. I'm gonna really respect the format actually.
Well, that's good. Also, your podcast, thank fuck for that with Mickey.
That's it.
Early
plug.
Jesus Christ.
Early plug
with Mickey Overman.
With Mickey
and
Overman.
Sarah Keyworth.
Yeah, listen to that. Stop this one.
Yeah, just pause it and go and listen. You do a lot of good stuff on there. I was your 30th guest or something.
I cannot believe how many people get upset about how late in the game they were a guest. Whereas me and Sarah genuinely were like, you know, we want to get like, we want to know what we're doing before we get like any high profile guests on. And then like the amount of people have just been like, Jamali was so sour.
Yeah.
He was just like, well, how many guests have you gotten on?
Did he come and do it?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, because I think I complained as well.
Yeah. So it's quite funny when people complain.
It's the thing with podcasts.
How many guests have you had on before me? Huh?
The weird thing is it's not even about, it's just on the Monday you go, who's, you know what I mean? It's not that sounds bad. We've wanted you on a long time.
That's accurate. That's exactly what happened. You texted me yesterday.
Yeah. We go, who's about and who's not done it, you know? And that's probably with you guys, though, isn't it? No, it's meant to make you feel better.
Yeah.
But it sounds worse.
Sounds awful.
Sounds.
Let's do it.
So, Mickey, I met you in 2015.
Yeah.
Which is where we're going back to today. You were over from Holland.
Is that where we met?
Yeah, Cavendish. I was. I remember the first night I met you because it was. I was robbed that night.
Okay, so you're talking 2016.
Was it 2016? Oh, for fuck's sake. Was that 2016?
But 2015 is a better year because that was possibly one of the... I took so many L's in 2015.
Oh, really?
So it's a much better year.
Well, then in 2016, you bounced back and handed me an L because...
Yeah, 100%.
Mickey,
I started with a big
robbed.
W.
I was robbed in the Max Turner stand-up comedy competition final by Mickey Overman, who won it.
You and Neil O'Rourke.
Neil O'Rourke was there. Love Neil. What did you win again? How much was it?
How much?
How much money did you get?
God, £100?
Well, I hope you enjoyed your money, Mickey.
Yeah, but that wasn't really the prize.
Sad little life you have. Buy some lessons in dignity.
Yeah, I think, what were you, third? I think it was £25.
I was third. I got like 25 quid. Yeah.
But that wasn't the prize. The prize was that you got to show up whenever you wanted.
Oh, that was a good prize.
That's like an actually good prize.
Yeah, so it's a new act competition. I remember, so for the listeners and the viewers, you used to do this open mic night and someone would shout, if they liked your act, buy him a drink.
Yeah.
And if you then got into a clap off at the end and then you'd win a little cup. And I still have... I won it 6 times.
When you're sort of going through it, it does sound humiliating.
It is humiliating.
Every aspect of it.
Have you ever done a clap off when you've done badly and for some reason scraped it through and you're like, I actually wish you wouldn't have chosen
Oh yeah, that's
me.
Awful because then you're just standing there and you know it's not going
to
happen.
And they go, Red Richardson never goes, and you're like, this is horrible. I remember losing to Joshua Robertson, the disabled gangster.
Yeah. He'll do it.
Good guy. He beat me, and I saw my own brother in the crowd cheering for Joshua Robertson, which hurt. Betrayal. What did you spend that minute winnings on anyway, Mickey?
This is a bit like my former the girl I nannied for. She likes all of Patrick's videos online.
Oh, really? And none of yours? No. That's so mad. How old is she?
18, baby.
Fuck. Yeah. And she never likes your videos?
She likes the ones from the podcast I do with Sarah. I'll check out.
She likes Sarah.
So, yeah, she basically likes Sarah and Patrick. That's what's happened there.
And so you came over. When did you come over? 2015. Why was 2015 such a bad year?
I got dumped for the second time.
In 1 year?
By the same guy.
Oh.
Who had we'd gotten back together under the sort of like guise of like, no, this is real. And he was going to come over and move to England like for me.
Okay. And where was he living?
Canada. That's where we met.
And you were from Holland?
And I'm from Holland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you met in Canada.
Yeah.
You moved to...
I couldn't get another visa. We lived together in Canada. I couldn't get another visa. So I moved back to the Netherlands. And then I'd had this like... thing where I was like, I need to try stand up, and I knew it would be really good in London because there's so much,
so many clubs.
So I moved to like try stand up, and then that was like, I'd done it once, and I was like, that's it.
Yeah, yeah, you know that feeling? Yeah, yeah, of course.
So then we'd broken up the first time because obviously I was like, well, I'm actually gonna do stand up in England. He was like, what are we even talking about right now?
Okay, yeah.
But then
we'd
gotten back together because you know we were.
In love.
Yeah. And then he was going to move over. He was also originally he's from Ireland. So it was like, it wasn't like a mad move.
There's too many countries involved. You should have picked one that was, you know, made more sense.
Listen, I was like, Ireland, the Netherlands, England, that's like the middle. This is perfect. And then, yeah, we'd planned it all and he was going to move over. And we were about 5 weeks from him moving over.
Fuck.
He'd like told his mom.
And
everything
you got in a flat or sort of looking...
Started looking, yeah, and then he broke up with me. The
and is he still in Canada?
Yeah.
Do you know Bobby's from Canada?
Living his best life. Yeah, I do know Bobby's from Canada.
A bit of information for the listeners. Yeah.
It was a huge L.
Full of facts.
I can't believe that I got dumped twice by the same guy.
Yeah.
It's so pathetic.
It is confusing. There's a lot of distance involved. And...
Brett's still trying to figure out.
There's too many countries. It's just not working out in my head. What does he do? Or does he? You don't want to talk about.
Works in demolition.
Really? Knocks down buildings.
Yeah, and hearts.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, he scraped out your heart with a digger and flung it against a wall.
That's it. Thank you. Ultimately, it's a red flag when they work in demolition. If they work in construction, that's really
good. Yeah, building, not destroying.
Building, not destroying.
Destroying's more fun, though.
Okay, girls?
Yeah. But then I think the mental health of the man who gets to press the ball into the wall must be amazing. Imagine every, you know, you wake up, you know, your missus is yabbering again. Do you
this
know what I mean?
Me. As yeah, per usual. Yeah. Yeah, she, I'm right there.
She's
you're really
about,
setting,
yeah,
really
yeah,
setting
moving
up.
Moving to England to do stand-up. And then you press the button and it just smashes through the building.
Yeah.
That must be great for the old mental health.
I do think his mental health is probably a lot better than mine.
Yeah.
And I also do think that breaking up with me whilst I'm an open micer, being like, this is my path, is probably also a good shout.
And what did he give reasons or? Sorry, I don't know why I'm doing this.
I feel like I'm Piers did he give Morgan. Reasons?
I'm Piers Morgan now.
Yes, he did give reasons.
And how did they make you feel?
His reasons were sound. His reasons were all the things that you're like, yeah, that's probably... He was like, I've got a good job. I've got a life here. I've got a place to live. I've got a car. Why would I move over to England where I have none of that and you have no career?
Did you send him a picture of you with the Max Turner £75 ago?
The 2016 Max Turner W was when I started sending him pictures of all of my achievements.
So you started rebuilding your life off of my broken dreams, really.
Really? And also, like, the set that won me it was about that breakup.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't like this guy anymore.
What?
He owes me.
He is the
he
love
me,
of my
me
life.
£80. And are you friends at all? Or is it just bye bye?
Can I ask you that? He's not on social media, nor is my the other love of my life. The only one that's on social media is Patrick.
And who's the other love of your life? I thought Patrick.
My first love.
Oh.
And then there was my that one.
Yeah.
And then there's Patrick.
And Patrick is your current man.
He's my current man.
Viral superstar.
Viral
comedian,
superstar.
Comedian, brilliant host.
He couldn't be more online, but I already know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I think it's unfair when people aren't online.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to stalk them?
That's true. But the thing is, I always think when someone says they're not online, usually, you know that follower that's called like, you know.
Oh, you think they're like...
Microbaby 25.
You think they're Microbaby 25?
Yeah, of course. They're always watching.
I don't think so.
People, they sit there like little frogs and watch, you know?
I don't think so. I think they are actually... I think I was weirdly attracted to this kind of person who could just unplug.
Maybe they're happy. My older brother doesn't have any stuff on like Instagram or Twitter. Or never had Facebook. And he's...
Again, both
I'll tell him about
health,
something
yeah.
and he goes, what's that? Why do you care?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. Because I just wake up and go, oh my God.
Yeah, or like, you know, the amount of people that just don't know things that I think are common knowledge.
Mm.
Like the amount of people that don't know that like J.K. Rowling is a TERF.
Yeah.
And I'm like, everybody knows this. This is the main thing we're talking about. It's horrible. And people are just like not aware of it at
all. It's weird. I never understood why people with money and nothing to promote go online. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I just wouldn't. The only reason I have any of it is because I'm trying to build an army.
Yeah, an army.
Of incel cucks.
it's probably going to go really well.
Yeah. And I want to sell out big venues if you're listening.
But your incel army.
Yeah,
they're
my
never
incel
gonna
army.
They're never going to leave the couch.
They've got to come out. Just make this one trip out a year. You know what I mean? I want your eyes to be barely adjusted to natural light when you come and see me. But there's also more disposable income amongst incels. No women, no babies. They don't
have
anything.
The disposable income is because they don't go out.
No, it's because they don't have any girlfriends to,
that's the in
to
part
go,
of
go to Pizza Express with or kids to buy, you know, Meghan Mogg or whatever you blow your money on. Or they've got money
wait,
for
wait, they go to Pizza
me.
Express? These guys sound great.
No, they don't. They don't because they don't.
Oh, okay. Everybody, go to Pizza Express. Download the app. But if you do, get a referral code for me.
Yeah.
Then I get points for my Pizza Express app.
DM Mickey.
We'll put it in the podcast notes.
This is the most important thing. This is the most important thing. Listen, Patrick, my very online other half, he's a gold member and I'm only silver.
Really?
It's
and what'd you get with
pathetic.
Gold?
You get so many things.
Really?
You get free dough balls,
yeah,
free drink,
doubles.
Free hot drink, free dessert.
How much do you have to spend there?
You have to go 12 times a year.
That is a lot. It doesn't sound
you
like
a
lot, but it is a lot.
Once a month to Pizza Express.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
That's so funny. Does he ever go, Mickey, we have to go tonight. I'm going to have to walk to a gig tomorrow because it's my final 20 quid. But
the app says like how long you have until you lose like your gold membership. But he's only recently gotten it. And I think it's like, no, it's the most important thing he has.
That's
I think
so
in his life.
Funny. Do you get a gold card and you can pull it out?
Oh, man, it's all in the app.
Yeah. Did you have that when you met him?
No, but our first date was at Pizza Express.
Of course. And what what more could have sealed the deal than at the end he goes, I've got this, and pulls out a gold membership.
I mean, it is
I go 12 times a year.
Of all the membership. You know these people with like Amex, like black cards? No, thank you. Pizza Express gold membership.
Of course.
Yeah. It just shows me that you have the right priorities.
Yeah.
Pizza.
No, definitely. And is there a Pizza Express near you?
There is.
They're always
There's a Pizza Express near everybody, Ben.
There is. They're always good.
They're always great.
I've been going for
a very wonderful franchise.
Romana base is always what I go for.
Yeah, that's the best one. You have to upgrade. $1.95. Although it comes free with the gold membership, the upgrade.
Really? Yeah. The perks just get bigger and bigger.
I mean, they're honestly insane. Sarah the other day got she sent me a text saying that they'd like sign up to the Pizza Express Club.
Mm-hmm.
Although they didn't get me to a referral code.
Because then you get the discount. That's not good. Disgusting. Jody, are you Pizza Express man?
I haven't eaten it in a while, but there's one literally at the bottom of my road.
Mm-hmm. So oh, there just, is. Yeah, the Herne Hill one.
Yeah, so get I just walked past the big glass kind of window, see
there.
All the boxes like...
Off topic, on my bus on the way in, bus stop, swastikas drawn on it, on the way into Herne Hill. Check it out.
That is off topic.
Yeah, and they'd written Zionism on it with the swastikas, just in case you weren't quite sure what they were referring to or what team they were on.
That's pretty weird.
I know. It is weird, isn't it?
At the one just outside when you got off, did you say?
As if you go from Herne Hill to, like, towards Camberwell.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, because my sister got married in the area on Saturday, so I don't know, maybe it was my dad or something.
You think it was related?
Yeah.
How was the wedding? Also, congratulations to Safi.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Safi.
Yeah, first super genius.
So, yeah, super genius of the Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
His sister's gotten married.
Yeah.
So, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really
lovely
nice.
Day.
And did you have a good day, Jody?
I did, yeah, but I just got the photos back and I'm like, I need to go into serious training.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I might go to Cancun and get my stomach pumped.
Yeah, let's do that.
Gastric band surgery. And his stomach pump's the wrong one, isn't
it? What exactly do you think is in there?
I don't know. I don't know.
Just like today's lunch. You went all the way to Cancun.
Yeah. I need to fly out.
That's not how it works, Red.
Okay. Well, guys, I hope you like information.
Let's get into 2015.
2015.
Obama.
No. That was his final year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, 2015 is the final time anyone had any fun.
Ooh.
I feel. Because after that, everyone got really serious, everything got really tribal, everything became very boring and worthy and extreme. Do you know what I mean? Before, you could be like, oh, this is my mate, he's a little bit of a Tory, but, you know, it's fine, he's good for a pint.
Oh, like things weren't so, like,
so fucking
segregated.
You know, and then everything became so serious because, you know, Brexit, Trump, all these things. And then everyone just sort of withdrew to being online and... What you thought about the European Union was based your whole personality on.
Yeah.
And life just got shit and boring. And here we are.
So we're celebrating 2015 when none of that was happening.
Before it happened, did you feel a difference? I thought everything got weirder.
Dude, I'm an immigrant.
Yeah, that's like, true.
It was so
Everyone's
weird.
Everyone's like, get out the
I moved
country.
Here before any of that was happening, and I moved here just with my little passport.
Yeah, Dutch passport.
Thank you. Yes.
Still got it?
Still got it.
We may as well be in the Taliban now, for as far as the Brits are concerned.
I got it. Not only do I have it, I'm not allowed to, if I get a British one, I have to renounce my Dutch citizenship,
Fuck.
Which is not something I will do.
No.
But I moved here with just my passport. Like, I didn't need anything else, and I could get a job and a bank account.
Yeah. And whereabouts in Amsterdam, whereabouts in Holland are you from? Fucking hell. Yeah. Do you know people in Belgium speak Dutch as well?
Do I know that?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just giving out the
There's
facts.
There's like a small town, I think, in Holland where it's also Belgium, isn't it? Where they're kind of arguing about kind
is
of
that?
Who owns kind
oh,
of
Oh, I'm sure, like
bit.
On the border.
Yeah, yeah.
Luxembourg. Wow.
I don't know about that.
Don't you know all the history of your country? No.
I don't know all the history of my country. I don't even know what to respond to. Yeah, they speak Dutch in Belgium.
Yeah, and you're from?
And I am from, well, we moved around a bit, but the bit I'm from the most is a city called Almere, which I think all Dutch people would agree is the worst place in the Netherlands.
Why is it so bad?
It's just like a new, it like didn't exist before. I think they started it in like 1940.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Milton Keynes, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's got that reputation
industrial,
of like
sort of
new, and it just it's
like
overflow.
A work center, if you know what I mean, like, yeah, like people off of office blocks.
Yeah, very, very. People just are like, it doesn't look anything like the rest of the Netherlands either. Anyway, that's where I'm from.
You think of Netherlands, you think bikes, yeah, canals,
none of that.
Yeah, I went to Amsterdam when I was 18, had a great time. I got great, so yeah. smashed.
Well,
I,
I'm not from there, so.
I threw my passport on the floor and said, I'm living here from now on. And my friends had to pick it up while I was wandering in front of them.
You should know that we hate you.
Yeah, no, I know you guys do. I can see it as well. When I went to Thailand.
When you were vomiting off a bridge, you were like, yeah. I can see why people don't like
this. Well, the Brits have we have this thing where we sort of treat everywhere as our amusement park.
Mm.
And as I'm going to Dubai in 2 days, I need to learn that that's not the case. Because I think the punishments for doing that
I don't
that
think
out
they'll
there,
let you.
No.
The Dutch have started this campaign to stop like British boys coming to Amsterdam.
Mm. What is it called? Trams.
it's like we're gonna fine you. Like there's huge like billboards and stuff saying we will fine you.
Mm.
But I'm like, that's just gonna British boys are not gonna stop. They're just gonna see it as a challenge.
Are you guys not like impressed with how many pints we can drink?
No.
No? You don't think it's cool that we walk around topless and just sort of...
Have you ever seen these videos of like genuinely like British tourists like vomiting over bridges onto like boats with kids?
And it's like, this is your actual house. Yeah. You know? It's bad. We do that. I think it's going to stop soon. I think people get a bit too much.
I actually think, Gen Z like drinks way less.
It's true,
you've
don't
stopped
they?
Drinking, that's half of it.
Yeah. People are. I notice it in comedy a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
People are smoking weed now a lot more. Gummies. That used to be the sort of, you go, that's what hippies would do. But now it's like, there's a whole like bro workout weed culture now.
Oh yeah, you were smoking weed the other day when I saw you.
I had a toke on, won't name her. She probably doesn't want to be named. She also is not Dutch, but lives in Holland.
Yeah. She doesn't want to be named, but she wants you to give out every other name.
Sorry. And she has a podcast.
She has a podcast called Smoking Weed in London.
With the following agency.
Yeah. But it's more
How
of a thing
that?
Now, isn't it? I don't know. It's fine if you take like one or two and then...
I don't like it.
No, I think you have to sit in it, you know, and go, this is getting... Yeah. And sometimes it's good. Like, sometimes the paranoia is good. If you take two tokes, it's like, I'm fat. I need to write more jokes. Everyone hates me. I need to improve my first... You know, positive
That's
sort
when
of
you
affirmations and messages from your subconscious.
Do you think you're like really, that really helps you if it's like all negative?
No, I don't think so. But it's better than you're the best.
You were making fun of me so much the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then the whole time I was just thinking like, I don't care about this, but I know Red well enough by now that you're going to wake up with the fear tomorrow. And just be like, why did I say all of that stuff?
What was I saying? Because you said your parents own a fairground or something.
I kept on saying to you, like, you have to stop. I don't care, but you'll care tomorrow.
Yeah. No, that happens.
Yes, I've been with you many times.
And then I wake up and go, oh, God.
You get the fear worse than some of, like,
most dictators. Yeah.
Most dictators. I don't think they get the fear.
No, I don't. I always wondered that. You go, did Stalin ever wake up going, oh. I killed 1 million people yesterday. Why am I so cringe? I need a tub of ice cream.
Do some journaling.
Yeah, exactly. But Uptown Funk was the number one hit of 2015. Do you remember that song?
Yeah, banger.
Wait, is that the one that Limmy always tweets about?
Maybe. I love Limmy, the Scottish comedian.
Yeah, there's one thing he does where like every week he goes... Sound of the Summer, or like Song of the Summer.
Oh, right, and goes, and it's this one. Yeah. Just heard this tune, reckon it's going to be Sound of the Summer.
It's the same one, and it's been the same one for years.
He does the piss take celebrity tweets. Like when someone dies, he does this sort of kind of stock tweet that every famous person does. And he always goes, Met, and it would always be someone bad. But he did about Jimmy Savile, wasn't he? He's like, met Jimmy Savile at a charity dinner once. Not only was he very funny, he was also extremely kind. You know? Which is what, like, I think it was based on a Stephen Fry tweet, which was actually about Jimmy Savile.
Before all the stuff came out.
Before it came out.
Yeah.
But it was like everyone kind of knew. Because weirdly, what you probably don't know is that in this country, when Jimmy Savile died, for 3 weeks, it was like mourning. Thousands of people went to his funeral, you know. Right. It was massive, like, goodbye, Sir Jimmy, you know.
And then it came out.
All these things that people have been saying for years started to come out. You know, even on the Louis Theroux doc, there's a bit when he goes... oh, I pretend to hate kids because otherwise people would, you know, say I'm a paedophile. And Louis Theroux, they're in the car and it just goes quiet. And then Jimmy Savage goes, do, 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 do.
Really?
And you know, when you make a noise because you're just trying to sort of fill the air, it's literally that. And you go,
And this was before, obviously.
This is before, you know. And this
was,
is like,
and this was
2001.
In
2015. 2001, yeah. Anyway, Uptown Funk. Sorry, we're going all over the fucking place. What I found out about
this
song.
You're in charge. You have to do this.
I do. I'm trying to lead it. Is it had 11 writers to write Uptown Funk.
Did it?
Yeah. There's not enough words in that song to warrant 11 writers.
Why not?
Because it's Uptown Funk, I'll give it to you. Maybe Saturday it's... night in the club. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, the first time it was like Uptown Funk. Gonna give it to all of you.
And hate the Jews. Like, and someone's like, six writers like, no, don't say that bit.
they needed the other 10. You actually cannot say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Gonna give it to you against your will. No, cut that one out.
Cut that bit out. Okay, all of this is very xenophobic and...
we need to get rid of it. But there's probably a guy who goes, you know that song Uptown Funk? I wrote the give bit. That was my word. 11 writers.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so.
It seems to be, yeah.
Sound of the Summer.
Sound of the Summer. But they have to share out the royalties.
Was that 2015? Oh, no.
Number one 2015. Okay. I had to, so when I do this podcast, it's actually fucking depressing.
All right.
Because, no, doing the research, because you literally, to go through a year, you realise that 90% of events are actually horrible.
Yeah.
So every time I do the research, it's like, you know, this is the year that, and actually we would know this because, well, I started stand up around this time, was the German Wings air pilot guy who flew into the Alps.
Yeah.
That happened this year. I'm not going to bring that up because it's too depressing.
But you just
did. I just did. But what I'm using as an example of, I skimmed through like 20 horrific events to try and get to some stupid fact like Uptown Funk had 11 writers.
Yeah.
But the German Wings thing is that every crap open mic would go, oh, no, he's just about as reliable as a German Wings air pilot. You know, one of those things that you... It's like the Titanic submarine at the moment.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Well, you can
honestly,
just say
good
that.
Stuff. Mm. Do you think it's been long enough for that joke to now work?
What, the German Wings air pilot? I'll try it tonight. Yeah. It was the Titanic sub of the day. But yeah. This is why I end up with sort of Uptown Funk facts. Because then it's like, oh, there was a hurricane, 200 people died. A gunman went into Charlie Hebdo offices in Paris, shot up 11 people. I don't want to get into that.
Did you not want to get into it because it doesn't fit your narrative that in 2015 everything was still great?
That's one of the problems. I've literally, to prove my point.
It doesn't help.
I'm literally missing.
Up top of this podcast, you went, remember 2015 when life was just wonderful before everything went to shit.
I know. And now here we are. Yeah. All right.
Anyway, Uptown Funk, eh?
Yeah, Uptown Funk.
Sound of the Summer.
That was Pharrell. Pharrell hasn't aged, has he? It was Mark Ronson and Pharrell, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Oh, it was Bruno Mars.
Cut that. What? So it was Bruno Mars, wasn't it? I thought it was Pharrell. Was Happy. They're kind of the same song
happy,
to me.
Also, Sound of the Summer.
Sound of the Summer, coming soon. Pharrell's a weird one because remember the Robin Thicke song? You know, he wrote that. So Robin Thicke was an alcoholic and a drug addict who they say in court, when they were doing, because they got sued by Marvin Gaye's family, and Robin Thicke was basically like, I was so inebriated, they just pushed me into the booth and I'd sing the songs. And he got the ultimate backlash for that song because it was, you know, considered to be a rape anthem because of the lyrics.
Yeah.
And what's funny is Pharrell
because
wrote it.
Because it was a rape
anthem. Yeah, I know. Pharrell wrote it.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
And Pharrell...
Him and 10 other writers.
Well, probably. Pharrell managed to sort of skate off into the sunset and Robin Thicke, the poor bastard, is broke. I think his wife left him because he took a selfie with a girl.
Oh, God. Don't be the Robin Thicke apology podcast. Don't be that guy.
No, you know...
Don't be the guy who comes on and is like, let's get some justice for Robin Thicke. Because also, like, while that's a great argument to be like, I was so drunk, I was not. It's like
I didn't know what that word meant.
Come on,
I know you.
Yes.
But he got dumped. His wife left him shortly after because there was a picture of him taking a selfie with a woman. And there was a mirror behind them, unbeknownst to Robin Thicke, because he's probably off his face again. And he's squeezing the woman's bum.
Yeah.
And you can see it in the mirror behind.
Yeah. But anyway, Robin Thicke, though.
His dad died.
He was the real victim.
Okay. His dad passed away.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, come on. I wonder what he's up to now, actually.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And does he do podcasts?
Well, Robin Thicke, you're going to get a message on a Monday.
Red and Robin Thicke, the new pod. I know you want it. We know you want it.
Red and Robin does have a good...
Oh, no. Robin's back. Robin Thicke's fiance, April Love Geary, smoulders as she poses in sheer black lingerie. He's moved on. He's also honours his late father on the fourth anniversary of his death 3 days ago. So, R.I.P. Robin Thicke's father.
Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke?
Yeah.
It's a funny name, isn't it? What did he do?
He's an actor.
Yeah, he was an actor and TV presenter.
Oh,
yeah,
so maybe Robin inherited some money.
He's a Nepo baby.
Yeah. Hopefully Robin got some
like
cash.
You.
I know, I'm the King Nepo. Nepo King.
Of the Nepo babies, don't you think you're one of the worst?
I'm the least successful.
Yeah, it's real sad.
The least is the least, yeah. Robin Thicke, 46, and fiance, 28.
Yeah.
Well, they're on holiday, so he's still got some cash. That's good.
Well, yeah, from his dad, Alan Thicke.
Soaking up the sun. Where are they? Mexico. Well, it's a cheap flight if he lives in America.
Okay.
Well, no, there we have it, Robin Thicke. Anyway.
2015.
Moving on.
It can't be that the only fact you have about 2015 is that Uptown Funk had 11 writers.
Well, you know, where else are we going to go? We're going to talk about Islamic terrorism. I don't want to.
That can't possibly be the only thing. 2015, when life was still grey.
When life was grey.
You have one fact.
No. This is this is good news.
Okay, great.
100 people rush out of shops and cafes to help lift a double-decker bus off a trapped unicyclist.
Ooh, that is good.
Commuters, this is the Daily Mail. The thing is Daily Mail hates bikes.
Yeah.
And you can tell because what they say is, commuters ran to dreadlock man's aid after horrific crash in Walthamstow during yesterday's crash. Going to try and find out the race of the guy because they're either saying that's bad that they saved him because he wasn't white, or they're saying he's white with dreadlocks, in which case he deserved it. What? And in a way, I agree with that sentiment.
What do you normally do when Bobby's here?
Bobby shouts a lot. Yeah. He falls asleep. He insults me, then he insults Jody.
Yeah.
And he doesn't listen while I'm telling my facts. And if it's his turn to do it, he reads out. He goes for one of the trickiest years, like 1702, with names from the Far East that you can't pronounce.
Okay.
And that's kind of what happens.
Oh, okay.
So why? Is this seeming underwhelming?
I just, you know, we're on fact two for 2015, so I just hope there's more.
Yeah. But do you cycle? Because you're Dutch.
I do cycle because I'm Dutch.
You brought that with you.
Yeah,
your
I
custom.
Did.
You didn't want to integrate in our way of life.
Listen, I didn't cycle here for a while, but then in the pandemic, the cycle lanes got better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Who's
and
that
now
guy?
We've got Lime Bikes.
Jeremy Vine. Have you seen him?
Oh, he's always on his bike.
He's at war.
Yeah.
Because I have a problem with cyclists because I don't really understand. They seem to be above the law. They don't stop at red lights. They go on the pavement. In parks, there's cycle lanes, despite the fact that the road is also a cycle lane.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be in the park, and if you're listening to music, you turn around, you nearly get hit.
Yeah.
I would have it banned if I could.
You are describing horrible British cyclists.
Okay, what's the Dutch approach?
The Dutch approach is that there's an actual, like, they actually have priority.
Mm. What the cyclists do?
Yeah.
Really?
Because, like, in the 70s, they basically, the government, everyone thinks it's just, like, it just, like, kind of happened. But it's, like, the government made, like, an actual decision to make the country, like, to prioritize cycling in the country. So, like, they prioritize making cycling lanes and all that kind of stuff. So the infrastructure is really good. And then everybody just kind of grows up. You have to do, like, an exam when you're in school. And everyone grows up at the same like rules when it comes to cycling. So here it's just a free-for-all.
Yeah,
so people just do whatever they want basically.
And you've
but
got
also
more,
the infrastructure is not set up for it, so often cyclists wait for sometimes you'll wait for up to 3 minutes at a light, which makes no sense because everything else can go, or like you're on the left side of the lane and you can actually just go, like if that was in the Netherlands, they would have a separate light for the bikes.
Really?
Where they could just go because like they don't affect anything in the traffic.
So do you cycle through red lights in this country?
Yeah, oh, it's mental here.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you get nowhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guy on a unicycle with dreadlocks under a bus. What do you do, Mickey? Do you help?
What do you do when you're on a guy with dreadlocks on a unicycle under a bus?
I'm just saying if it's a white guy, because...
You wait.
White guy with dreadlocks. You wait. White guy with dreadlocks on
God's embrace.
White guy with dreadlocks on a unicycle is funny. Wait, he was inherently.
He was a white guy with dreadlocks.
I don't know. The Daily Mail have just said that he's got dreadlocks, and I think they're saying that because
they're racist.
Their readers might go, "Well, it's not as you know." I don't know why they'd mention that in the headline.
Yeah, that's mad.
Man with dreadlocks. Oh, just found the name Ramo Ahmed. Don't think. No, wait, that's not the guy. That's a woman who had a loud bang. This is a good. This is a good quote from a victim.
Oh my god!
What?
Oh my god!
What's going on?
What is
never
going
done a podcast
on?
Before?
The worst. The worst prep.
This is the man who says. This is a witness says.
You're like a little boy.
You know that you're doing exactly what Sarah did.
Who's and not done his homework? Has to do a presentation in front of the class. And just goes, yeah. So it was this guy. Wait, that wasn't him.
Just scroll up 2 seconds, everyone. Someone on the scene said, it's always a worry when you see such a big vehicle and someone underneath it. It is always a worry, isn't it? But yeah, 100 people, they managed to lift the bus, which is...
Yeah, that is amazing.
It is
incredible.
I actually love that. That's a human...
feat.
Feat, yeah. People coming together.
Did the guy survive?
Yeah, he of course survived. Otherwise, it wouldn't be, you know, no sad news on this podcast.
Oh, no.
Still trying to find the race of the
Nothing's
man.
Been managed.
I don't
managed.
Know why.
Yeah, stop. You're like the Daily Mail.
I know, it's just bad.
Just bow out.
Yeah. But yeah, they all ran out and lift a double-decker bus, which is incredible.
It's incredible. You need 100 people or one mum?
One mum.
You know these like stories where like mums like they like lift cars
mm-hmm.
to... save their infants because they get like weird, crazy adrenaline fueled strength.
Yeah, yeah,
from
yeah.
like the protectiveness.
Okay, yeah, 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 yeah. You they've had that in hospitals when they try and strap someone down, and suddenly you get the
mums are the best.
The super strength.
You're doing a Robin Thicke apology podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a mums are great.
Mums who are cool podcast.
Mums who are cool.
Yeah,
mums
I watched a video about a woman podcast. Who. They got attacked by a mountain lion and she went crazy. Mm. Her kid got attacked by the mountain lion. And she jumped off a horse and just attacked the mountain lion.
I love these stories.
Unfortunately, the woman died, but she saved her kid.
I just...
So you couldn't have her on your podcast if you were...
I hope this didn't happen in 2015 when it everything did not was
happen.
Great.
It didn't happen in 2015. But a mother's love, as they say.
A mother's love of this.
Like Lily Potter in Harry Potter. Jumped in the way to save her boy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Great bunch of books.
Cool.
Cool.
Anyway, that's bikes covered. Here's another one. Huge crash at Alton Towers. Ever been there?
I haven't.
I'd never
But
go.
You know, I recently, like 2 years ago, I visited home and then my sister had gone... Great, we'll all go to the theme park. And I was like, what? I'm here for like 3 days. I don't want to go to the fucking theme park, mm-hmm. like walk around all day. And then we went there because she's actually impossible to argue with.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
it was like, oh, I don't even know why I'm arguing. Like, you've decided this, so this will happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we were there.
Is it older sister or younger?
Younger.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there and immediately I just went like, I just forgotten how much I love roller coasters. Like, I love them so much. So we were there and just immediately I was like, this is the fucking best day ever. And I had the time of my life.
I don't think I could go on one. Do you do them?
Yeah, yeah. I really like them.
Do you like them?
Yeah, yeah.
They're so great.
Well, he's abseiling down the side of a building in a nappy suit for charity.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Love
so
that.
He's a thrill seeker, Jody. Yeah,
yeah. Wait, you've never been on a roller coaster?
I have, but no, I wouldn't do it again. I get terrible vertigo now and I just...
You get vertigo?
Yeah, I'm scared of heights.
Oh my god!
Yeah, hate it.
Do you mean vertigo?
Yeah, vertigo.
Oh, I thought you said Virgo. And I
Virgo,
like,
no,
that?
That's a star sign.
I do know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm into it.
Is Mickey short for anything? I've never asked you that, by the way.
No.
Mickey is just Mickey.
It's just Mickey. My parents were just like Mickey.
What's that in Dutch?
Mickey. Yep.
Yeah.
Point is,
I'm like John Oliver or something, aren't I?
You're honestly the best interviewer I've ever encountered in my life.
This is like,
hold on,
Larry
that wasn't
King
that
in
woman.
His prime.
What is Mickey in Dutch?
Yeah.
As if it's a word that has a different meaning. As if I'm going to be like broom.
Well, it might in Dutch mean like Gloria or something.
No.
Because Mickey in England is a boy's name.
Ah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
I have a boy's name.
Yeah.
An English boy's name.
And Jodie's a girl's name. So this is weird. Really?
Or is it wonderful? Or is gender a myth?
Who knows? But we're here to talk about Alton Towers.
But that would work, actually, because my family, well, my grandfather's side is Dutch.
Ah.
It was really hard to get a Dutch passport from that reason. So you said you couldn't, you have to give up your passport.
Yeah, you have to renounce.
So if we swapped passports.
Yeah.
Swap names as well.
Oh my god, it'd be perfect.
Then, yeah, then that would be set.
So also, like, I've read up, and I think this might be wrong, but I read up on it, and it said that it's because it's another king, so you can't like swear fealty to another king. Like that's the rule in the Netherlands.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this might be BS, but that's one of the things I read.
Okay.
And I think that's really funny because I think that's like. So old school. It's like, you know, we don't care about you anyway.
Yeah.
You know, we're not just like, I would never swear fealty to another monarch. It's like, we think it's weird that you're still there.
I went to Holland on football trips as a young boy. And I went when I was 11 with my...
You play football?
I used to. No, we were 12. Year 7, 12. Yeah. And we went and... They sell alcohol to anyone in Holland, is what we found out. There's a kid called Owen Tomlin and my old friend Steve Killer. And he...
Steve Killer?
Yeah, him and his brother, Steve and Tim Killer, the Killer brothers. Great lads.
God. What a fucking great
And their
name.
Dad ran a pharmacy, and it was called Killer's Pharmacy.
That's less good.
Great guys. Great guys. A lot of fun. But we went to... And Owen was very tall, and he managed to get some beers.
Yeah. Well, back then it was 16.
Yeah. So we're all on the side of the road drinking beers. And this old man, who I've now realised probably was a paedophile.
Yes.
Pulled up alongside us and said, hey, boys, do you want to come to the beach with me?
Yikes.
And we were like, this guy's a nonce. Let's go. It's hysterical.
So you thought it was funny.
We thought it was hysterical. So
Let's
we got in
the
car
the
and we started making jokes like, please don't sexually assault us. Ha ha ha. And we got to the beach and he was like, go swimming. And we were like, we don't have any trunks. He was like, get naked. And then Owen started.
Oh my God.
Owen started throwing stones at him. And everyone was bullying him so much, he left us at the beach. And so he just probably attempted to do a nonce, but picked up the worst kids possible.
Yeah, the drunk the drunk English boys from the side of the road who thought it was probably funny if he was a nonce.
Yeah.
That is the worst kids.
And it was just, it was really bad.
He must have been such a bad nonce if he could, like, aren't you supposed to go for the vulnerable kids?
Well, yeah, I think he maybe, yeah, I don't know. But I remember
Not
Owen.
The drunk
Owen was like
football
14.
Hooligans.
Yeah, I know. It was bad. I think he went, oh, I misjudged this one.
Yeah.
Or he was just a nice guy who wanted to take us to the beach and watch us swim naked. You know, there's always that.
I cannot imagine what scenario that would be.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, what's the good scenario where a lovely bloke is just like, hey, let me take these boys to the beach.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't happen.
Or, you don't know, this could be an option.
Okay.
Russian terrorists.
Interesting.
Say to him, we're going to blow up Paris.
Interesting.
But... To stop us doing that, you have to get four drunk 11-year-old English footballers, take them to the beach and get them naked. If you do that and take photos of it, we won't blow up Paris.
Right.
That's
And that's how Paris got blown up.
Never. Oh, shit, it did. Fucking hell. And he failed.
Yeah, he did fail.
And that's why Charlie Hebdo... Oh, my God.
Oh my
See,
God,
here we
it's
go.
It's all connected.
It's all connected.
It's all connected.
Anyway, there was a crash at Alton Towers.
Yeah.
So think about that next time you're enjoying your high-speed fun. Five passengers with life-changing injuries. One woman lost her leg.
That's bad.
In Alton Towers crash. But I looked into it. She got a payout of multi-million pound payout. Not disclosed the full amount, but lots of money.
Yeah.
And she was engaged at the time. So I'm wondering, if you're the fiancé, do you go, she's lost her leg, bad, but now we're millionaires?
So in this scenario, this person, this fiance, does not love his girlfriend enough to stay with her sans leg.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so you're saying that if Rosie lost a leg, you'd just be like, what is the point of this person now?
No, 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 what I'm saying is...
Wait a minute, she's got fucking millions.
No, I'm saying stay with the person when they lose a leg, obviously, but... Yeah. In his head, maybe sometimes when he's driving his new car, I assume he bought himself a Porsche out of her payout, he goes, this, you know, it's not so bad. I help her up the stairs, but I have a Porsche.
Right. So he bought a Porsche, not a stair lift.
No, that's true. That's true. He spent the money on the Porsche, not the stair lift. But I just wonder, you know?
Yeah, do you
like
want
if
that?
Patrick lost his leg and he got 10 mil.
Yeah.
And just... Very occasionally he falls over and cries and goes, what's the point?
Yeah, because we've supplied him with nothing to sort this out. Not a bionic leg.
Yeah, yeah.
Not any way to get up the stairs.
But
even a cane. Okay.
You go, look at the bright side, Patrick. You know, you struggle up the stairs every night, but we now live in a 5-story house.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
With my multi-million.
With your multi-million pound payout.
Right. If Patrick lost a leg... Mm-hmm. Indeed, I would leave him immediately.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying... No. No, no,
no. I'm saying it here first.
Really?
I am not staying...
You wouldn't stick around?
With...
Because then you'd have to become his cameraman for all his viral stand-up videos.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Because if...
Imagine that.
I guess because if Patrick loses a leg, so does the tripod.
That's true. So you'd have a crutch, but you have to hobble around, set up his thing, and then sometimes you get the tripod mixed up with his own... crutch and fall over in front of everyone.
Yeah,
God, what's he doing?
Yeah.
And then he gets on stage. He goes, what do you two do? And then everyone's going, why
he's
got
a creak in his voice now.
What?
Because of the lost leg.
Lost leg.
Yeah.
What she did say when she got the money, it was like a weight had been lifted. I thought, well, you know.
That's the leg.
Something's been lifted, but it's not your leg, is it? Well, it is, but it's not being, yeah.
Yeah.
You've lost some weight.
Right.
Because of the, I don't know. I don't know where to go with this.
Because she went to Cancun to get her stomach.
She got to, yeah, exactly.
Hey, do you think what would be worse, like losing a leg or an arm?
I think a leg, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was thinking, I was carrying 3 drinks and I went, God, thank God for my thumbs, you know?
Yeah. Opposable.
Yeah, well, you're just holding 3 pints and you go, it's good to have these. There's little things you don't realise.
The other day you were carrying 3 pints. What happened to you?
I was carrying them to a table for other people. I was just helping other people out.
You're so lovely.
As per usual.
You're so lovely, Red.
Yeah.
See, I've turned it around again.
Jodie, for 6 million, would you lose a leg?
I'd rather lose a leg than an arm.
But if I said 6 million, I need your leg, Jodie, because I'm doing a panto tour and I want a real leg.
I think Jodie would be surprised you got 6 million.
I know, but let's just say... While I'm out in Dubai, I pitch a panto to a sheikh billionaire.
Okay, rich. Right, yeah.
And he goes, brilliant, but you're going to need a Jodie's leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you, for 6 mil, take your leg off?
Yeah, for 6 mil, yeah, for sure.
You need to start loving yourself more, Jodie.
I do. I said the photos from the wedding didn't come out as I'd like them. So, yeah, that would help me lose some weight pretty quickly.
And
I
but then you wouldn't be able to walk
help me run.
And you get fatter and fatter.
I'm not going to be this giant blob
on a pogo stick.
I'm not going to take my leg off for 6 mil.
No, I wouldn't either. Because you might like, you know.
Can I get it longer, though? Because I'm on online dating and women want men that are taller. I'm around 5'9", which is on the short side.
That's true, actually.
Yeah. 5'9".
It's funny that the body positive movement has not hit 2 things.
It has.
No, there's two places.
It has.
Short men.
They're called short kings.
It's a lie.
Absolutely.
You guys say that mockingly. When someone goes, go ahead, short king, they mean, look at you, little midget man.
What about Tom Holland?
He's an actor worth loads of money.
Yeah.
And he got Zendaya.
He's an actor worth loads of money. Yeah. It's also status.
Yeah. He's Spider-Man.
What about a 6'5" man in a wheelchair?
I think status is way, way more important than height.
Of course it is. But, I mean, just in general, there's a load of, like...
But I'm 5'9". I've dated many men who were shorter than me, and I absolutely could not give a shit.
Was your ex Warwick Davis? That's the...
Huh?
You know Warwick Davis?
My first love was 5'9" as well.
5'9"?
Great height.
Yeah, what's the shortest man you've ever dated?
5'6".
Okay.
But I'm 5'9", so that is like a fair bit short.
Yeah. The other one is micropenis. If you notice when Greta Thunberg said, you have small dick energy to Andrew Tate, she could have said, you're an accused rapist and human trafficker.
Yeah.
But the more insulting thing to say in the 21st century would be to say, you have the energy of a man with a small dick.
Yeah, I agree with that one. Mm-hmm. I think that one is wrong. I do. I just think that's wrong. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I think it's nonsense. I've dated many a man with a small penis.
No, you think Andrew Tate doesn't have small dick energy.
Andrew Tate. Ugh.
Yeah.
God. Well, also, I don't think we should really blame Greta. Like, I think she was saying what would actually, like...
It wasn't her. It was a writer.
But also, like, I think that insult is, like, for men who actually think that's insulting.
That's the thing.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to say something that they would find insulting.
Yeah.
And this whole, like, this whole myth that, like, a small penis is bad is perpetuated by men. Like, that they've done it themselves.
Well, to him, it would be the worst possible
thing. It's not like a thing that women came up with, because women don't give a flying fuck.
He doesn't care if she said human trafficker. Yeah. That would annoy him.
Yes.
More. So maybe, you're right.
Thank you.
Well, Mickey, you have changed my mind.
Well, this is the support Greta. Yeah. All her tweets.
Robin Thicke and Greta. Jeremy Clarkson punches producer and leaves Top Gear 25th of March.
Great. Now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere.
Apparently he was pissed up, drunk, food was late. Yeah. Producer got mouthy. Whack. Mm. How dare you cross the BBC's longest serving, most popular man who likes cars.
Yeah.
JC. What a career Jeremy Clarkson's had. Do you know what I mean? It's like a man's dream in a way. In terms of...
What is it besides Top Gear?
That's it.
That's
but
it.
He makes
what
so much money. They left for Amazon and they had, like, even their...
It's a great job. It's a great,
he goes cars. He says casually racist things and gets away with it. And he gets to his producer.
Well, I feel like he has a sort of Trumpian energy.
Yeah. Doubles down.
What's
funny...
Says what people are thinking.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
but then he's
how
written some balanced stuff recently, which is strange.
He's what?
Well, he just came out, you know, he did an article on trans people, and he's like, maybe I'm wrong, and this is the new, you know what I mean? Like, he's, but the thing is, his daughter is...
I love his daughter.
And which is called Emily Clarkson. She is like a feminist influencer. Is there a better way of putting it? Activist. Mm-hmm. She does posts about mental health and sells face cream. Mm-hmm.
Those are linked.
Those are linked, yeah.
Yes.
But
and if they're not, I've spent way too much money on Facebook. Yeah.
And you're still crying on the inside. Yeah.
I should have spent that money on therapy.
Yeah.
God.
But that's funny that, because she came out and went nuts at him because of the Meghan Markle.
Yeah,
and
I
love... She should be dragged through the street.
I love that.
Or whatever.
I really, really love that.
And she said, you know, you're a prick, bada, 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 bada. And I think he came out... He's obviously got her... She's got his ear.
Yeah.
Which is a funny dynamic. Like, this guy who's kind of this center, whatever, what's his political leanings? I don't really know. But he's about cars, fucking hates vegans, drive fast, as much CO2 as possible. Sorry, Greta and the Lambo again.
A woke daughter is probably the worst thing.
It is the worst thing.
Yeah.
He probably preferred his daughter was trans or something. Mm. You know, it's like the mind-boggling.
I think it's great. I love when someone like publicly goes, my parent is an asshole.
Mm.
I think that's amazing.
Who's the American politician who keeps coming out? Her daughter's like, fuck my parents. Is it Sarah Palin's? I can't remember. She's like, my mum's a Nazi and a bitch and stuff like that.
I fucking love that.
And she secretly films her mum and puts it online.
I fucking love that.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Well, and rightly so.
But Clarkson's obviously having this reckoning because...
Well, that would be nice. He has a lot of, like, people who listen to him.
Yeah.
So that would be nice.
And he did this, post about her wedding and, like, how much, you know, he was crying at the wedding. And obviously the wedding's at his house. So.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't bother me when, like, older generations take a second to get on board with something new.
Yeah.
It just bothers me when they go, no, wrong.
I know what you mean, but
it's
alternatively...
It's just, like, that's so stupid. And I understand, like, it doesn't help when people yell at them and are like, get on board immediately.
Yeah.
It's like, well, sometimes it defies something that they actually believe for, like, 60 years. So they need a second to sort of, you know...
Well, we're going to be those people. There'll be something where you go, that's not right. And they'll be like, oh, my God, but you...
Well, I try to constantly remind myself of the fact that, like, there might get it to a point where I go, that can't be right.
And of course you will.
Yeah, but I hope it doesn't, because I keep saying no.
Yeah.
And also we've met people who are like, I've met people who are older who aren't like that. So I hope that I'm like them.
I hate when older people try and get too down with the kids though. There's like Judd Apatow on Insta, so he's like, listen to the kids, man. You're like, shut up.
Yeah, okay, but that's lame.
Yeah.
You hate that because it's cringe.
Yeah, it's
if
cringe.
Someone just like, if Judd Apatow was just privately just like on the right side of everything, you wouldn't give a shit.
No, you're right. There's something about the performance of it.
Like
when you tweet good stuff that you think, I always think, why? Like you should think that. It's not a fucking thing.
Yeah, don't give yourself an award. But like when like a younger like generation, I've had to explain things to. There's also stuff that I'm like, oh, I'm glad my grandparents are dead.
Yeah.
Because there's stuff that I'm sure they wouldn't have been on board with, and now I don't have to ever know that.
Brutal.
No, genuinely, because like I loved my grandpa. He was like my favorite person, and it wasn't until the other day. Okay, in the Netherlands, you have to do this thing where you leave the church, like you have to basically like unsubscribe when you leave. So my grandparents, when my dad was 12, my grandparents left the Catholic church and they like unsubscribed. They send a letter to the fucking parish or whatever it is. I don't know all the right words, but to say like, we don't want to be part of it anymore. And in my little brain, I'd made up this story where they were just not on board with like the stuff that was happening with the Catholic church, you know, all of the like pedophilia and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I asked my dad about it only recently. And I was like, you know, that was nice. And my dad was like, yeah, your granddad thought that it was all getting too modern.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, no. No. Yeah. Like, I made up because I loved my granddad. And I thought surely he was on, like, the right side of. But my dad was like, no, he did not care for any of this, like, hippie, lovey-dovey bullshit.
Yeah.
He just wanted, like, Gregorian chants. And for the priest or whatever it's called to be like, you're all wrong. So,
and I think it's still fine to love people who grew up with, you know, what's nice. It's funny, like when you watch an ancient movie, when you watch a film
from, like,
set
the 70s.
In olden times.
Yeah.
Like I watched The Lost City of Zed yesterday with it's a great story. This guy became obsessed with finding an ancient civilization. Oh. I read the book years ago and it was amazing. And he kept going back and back.
I love that.
He goes with his son. Spoiler alert, if you want to listen, cover your ears now or watch it.
No, I want to read it.
Okay, fine. Anyway, Tom Holland's in it, actually. Ugh. Anyway.
This sounds like right up my alley. I genuinely will read this book.
In it, their dialogue, and he's like, she goes, but men and women are equal. And he's talking to his wife, Sienna Mello, and he's like, I know that, but this is more of a physical thing. We're equal mentally, and there's nothing a man can do. And I'm like, shut up. Even a good guy back then probably said racial slurs, you know what I mean? Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, don't put this in there.
Yeah.
Like, don't talk about it.
And, like, what was acceptable 30 years ago isn't acceptable now, but you can't judge someone for what they did then, because, God forbid, people actually think they'd levitate above the morality of the time and be this shining individual beacon of wokeness. It's like, no, you wouldn't. You'd have been a cunt like everyone else.
That's why I'm always just like, girls would never time travel.
Yeah.
Because it's
No, you wouldn't.
What?
No, you wouldn't. Not
like
even.
Every
2015 was pre-me too. You'd be in trouble this year as well.
What possible like era could you go to where you...
It's so short the amount of time you could go back.
It's just like, it's just nothing. Mm. Basically, you wouldn't even want to go back to like before me too.
Well, I could go back 2,000 years.
Oh, you could go. Red. If time travel existed, the whole of history is your oyster.
Oh, but the worst thing is, I go back to the plague and they'd be like, I go, I know about this. What you need is a vaccine. They go, what's that? I go, I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
And then I get the plague and die.
Nate Bargatze has a great bit about time travel where he's just like, I think I'd be worse off than I am now.
Because really?
Like, I'd just get there and I wouldn't know anything.
Oh, because we don't have a, like...
I'd be like, oh, one day they just carry phones in their pockets. People are like, how? And I'm like,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, who's the president? I don't know.
I think he stole that from me because I actually had a bit about how if the world was like me, everyone in the world was like me, there would be no wars because your world would end when there was a river or a hill.
I could agree.
I did that in 2018. When was his coming?
If everyone was like you, we would just all just be sat
on either side of the river. The bit is, and I go, we'd all be swearing at each other, going, if only we could get across the river. I'd fuck you up, you know?
That's funny, man.
It's really funny.
That's funny.
You know.
Yeah, but Nate Bargatze stole it, I guess.
And he's a bigger, better comedian than me.
He is a bit of a bigger name.
He is a bigger name. Very good, though.
Very
he's got
good.
A nice voice, nice southern voice.
I love him.
Anyway, we'll close it off on actually something quite relevant to your granddad in a way.
Ooh.
Which is Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the site passes 1 billion users in 2015. So Facebook is now the... And what happened with Facebook is the internet for me, when it first started, was for me and my mates to go on chat rooms and accuse strangers of being...
Nonsense?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. You know?
That's and a real go, theme during this.
And we'd be like, oh, that's funny you say that because last night your mum was around my house sucking my balls. You know what I mean? Like, that was literally what the internet was for.
Different.
I mean, I'm sure people use auto trade.
Different
and stuff
experience,
like,
you
but
know.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. And Facebook came along and you went, well, this is just that, isn't it? It's fucking nothing. I've actually deleted my Facebook.
Great.
Because I had it from the age of 18 to... What, 29 or but from those years 18 to sort of 25, sport I was not Greta, let's just put it that way. You know what I mean?
Clever. So,
few opinions, few words I don't use anymore. And I've just deleted it.
Does that mean that it's gone? What you said on it?
Fuck knows, I hope so. Anyway.
You didn't look it up?
You
didn't look
it's
up.
Just
how
more,
to
it's
properly
more like
delete
I don't really
Facebook?
Care, but you go, I'd rather not. What started happening is they go, 10 years ago, you said this, and it would be a video of like me asleep on a campsite, and then my mates with their ass in my face, and we'd be writing like words to each other, and you know.
Yeah.
And I just thought, okay, and now I'm a better person, more evolved. I've deleted it. Is that fair?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
I do not at all relate to you saying that that's what the internet was.
Okay. Well, my friends went to Germany once and were in a picture, like a football team picture, and it went and the German team were tagged and everyone was tagged and I was involved. I can't remember how it happened. Anyway, I somehow got involved and a few other people did. We had a 3-year, like 6,000 comment war on the picture. Where it was just insulting each other. Is that not what your experience was?
Is that not what it was like?
No.
I think that's what it was like for me. It was just like, it was just a place where you would do something and then people, like you would go to a party and then 7 people would photo dump every single photo taken at that party into an album.
I think I was more toxic
like
than you.
Instagram was, is now at least curated where it's like, 10 photos.
You can't.
That
just...
was just like, it would just be 50 photos. Mm. Everyone looks horrible.
Horrible.
Everyone got tagged.
Bad camera work.
Bad everything.
Yeah.
Bad everything. And that was, you know, that was Facebook.
That was Facebook.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, it was a sort of like, I remember people go, tag a friend whose dad like sucking people. You know what I mean? It was that sort of like, that's how lame it was. You know, we were very immature.
Keep saying these things to me.
I'm not
as
saying
if
it's
I'm
right.
Then gonna go to you. Yeah, yeah, no, exactly.
No? Okay, you weren't.
Whereas I could not be clearer.
Okay.
That is not what anyone said that I knew.
Okay. This was all right.
But it doesn't surprise
are you sure?
Me you and your friends were a bunch of shit posters.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what we were. Anyway. Then it started, people's parents started joining Facebook.
Yeah, that was the death of it.
And then people, because I remember the first sort of statuses and you'd start going, why are you talking about your kids on Facebook? And then it would be like a lot of teen mums from back home.
A lot of them.
Yeah, from back in Devon would start posting going.
There were a lot of teen
you think
moms
you can
Devon?
Rely. Oh, so many.
Really?
You're kidding. When I was 13, 2 kids in my year had kids. Yeah, it was fucking, it's the countryside. It's huge.
Don't go, it's the countryside.
What?
It's not like everybody in the countryside is pregnant at 13.
A lot of them are.
Okay.
So honestly, so throughout school, there was a lot of people who had kids.
I lived in the countryside for 3 years around that age. No
Where?
One was,
in
no
Holland,
one was pregnant. Fuck off. All right, in Devon, where everyone was
we're
extremely
more romantic
fertile
in Devon.
And there was no condoms.
There's a real there's a romance culture in Devon.
Yeah, it's a romance culture.
I'm
got
not
it.
Sure in Holland you get. And then... Teen mums, I remember seeing this phenomenon of like, if you you think you can trust someone and then they turn around and stab you in the back.
About their babies?
No, but the kids probably are now. But then it's like, fuck you lot. I don't need anyone but my kids. Better off on my own. That sort of thing started to appear.
Jesus.
Then you'd have people going, if you vote Tory, you're scum. And this was the start of all of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
parents joined, and then the internet became legitimized, and it went from chat rooms with 14-year-old trolls like me to actually people like David Baddiel spending 18 hours a day arguing on the internet about anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's mad. J.K. Rowling on
like,
the internet.
Like
and
when people started like living more on the internet.
Yeah, living more on the internet living, and then you having opinions. And you, sometimes I see like people tweet stuff and you go, who the fuck are you talking to? This is insane.
Well, I think that all the time.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do actually genuinely think.
And I remember first seeing someone tag themselves and they go, checked into Wagamamas. And I'm like, who cares?
Yeah.
This is madness.
But I think there's a certain itch that people want scratched about, like, they want to show what they're doing. They want, like, people to know about their lives that we don't feel because we're already on stage doing that exact thing.
Yeah.
It's like when, like, I don't particularly care about, like, having a big, like, I don't really care about marriage or, like, having a big wedding. But I also think, like, it's a, I get what, like, my sister's getting married and she's so excited about, like, the planning phase of it and stuff. And I'm like, I don't get it. But then I'm like, but I do this every year. I plan a big show.
Yeah.
For, you know, I go to Edinburgh. Yeah. I plan this big thing.
So you get all your anxiety, you get your pictures done.
All of that, the pictures, all of it, like, it's like, it's basically, I'm doing all of the same things. I'm like, me, 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 me,
oh
me,
my
me,
God.
Me. And then, like, I'm like, ugh, why do you have that instinct? Why do you need a big party?
Yeah, that's like, true. But well, really, you're getting married every year.
Every year we're getting married.
Oh,
we do our big
God,
planning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, and so I'm like, I kind of understand why, like, You think, like, who are you? Who the fuck are you talking to? But it's like, we have an actual outlet where we go on stage. We can actually do that and people will pay and listen to you. But other people don't have that outlet. So their outlet's online.
Yeah.
Where it's exactly the same impulse.
Fucking hell.
Mm, that's what I think.
Jesus Christ. Have you got a degree?
Yeah, in media.
In media. Well, philosophy. You probably pass.
Oh, yeah.
Without doing any of the work.
Okay. No, actually, I failed my philosophy class.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But can you even fail philosophy?
That's,
do you know what I mean?
That, oh, see, that's good.
That's the real question.
This is smart. One of our more intelligent guests, Mickey, we've had on this podcast. Thank you very much. Where's your show and what time?
Take that, Sarah. Where's my show and what time? Bloody hell. Let's do a plug. My show is on at 6:10 at The Hive. Every day.
Every day in Edinburgh, August.
Please come see it. I actually think it's very good.
Do go. Mickey's great.
Do go. I've planned this whole party for myself. Please come and see it.
Yeah. Watch her get married every night to you, the audience.
Oh, that's beautiful, Red. Red, that's real nice.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And thanks to our super genius patrons, Spencer, Christopher, and Matthew.
Spencer, Christopher, and Matthew.
Tune
into
the Patreon because I have a funny story. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
That was another episode of The Year Is. Thank you very much for listening. Please like and subscribe. Leave us a review. It all helps. I'd like to thank our producer, Jody. And also I'd like to thank Josh Weller for our intro music and song. It's very catchy. It's very nice. I'm sure you'll enjoy it at the beginning. So big thanks for Josh Weller. He's on Instagram at Josh Weller. Josh Weller. Follow him and keep spreading the word of The Year Is. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.